big Hytale update just dropped, including two clips of the new engine, new in-game images, a sudden change-up to how zones are going to work, and a huge lore drop about Quebex. Yes, Quebex, that's the name of this channel. Plus, they also updated us on their progress as they move through testing, as well as much more. This blog post is actually a lot earlier than we expected, breaking their usual streak of every 6 months in July and December, suggesting that they're probably adding spring and autumn to the mix now, so quarterly, meaning we're in for 4 blog posts this year. To begin the spring development update, they show the progress on the engine. They say their rendering team has been re-establishing and improving the atmospheric features from the old engine. In this clip, you can see a test scene shifting slowly from day to night, with trees that notably have their branches back, which they didn't in the last blog post, if you didn't know. You can notice some major improvements here to the overall shadow maps and the skybox even, compared to the clip shown at the end of last year. Also, notice you can hear a new soundtrack in the background, which I'm going to let play for a moment so that you can get the whole atmospheric effect. The second video we get is by far my favorite though, and one I've been replaying over and over, literally. It shows a player flying across the same area, but this time seemingly in creative mode, and then landing by a cave. I love the way that the body is animated here, with the pose and the swaying as the player turns. Generally, just that's the attention to detail we love from Hytale. I mean, imagine this once even more progress has been made, like falling leaves and the animated swaying foliage, even moving mobs below you. The one thing I will note is the stutter the player seems to do when dropping to the floor. I think this might actually be the person double tapping spacebar or something to stop the flight. But all in all, this is another solid clip. We're getting to see third person player movement here. The team's attention to detail, the rendering and lighting upgrades, as well as more actual assets being introduced into the world, which we know they have ported so many over from the legacy engine. The team say it's been exciting to see these systems come online. They started with the fundamentals like core movement, block placement, combat, and crafting, along with a fresh approach, apparently, to the inventory and hotbar, which we're yet to see. This part actually did make me laugh a bit, as it word for word sounds like something the team would have said like back in 2019 or 2020, when this stuff was actually originally being worked on for the initial engine. Honestly though, the new engine, in my opinion, is really, really starting to look better, especially compared to the first reveal we got. I mean, just look at them side to side, the difference is night and day. I'd even say it's starting to look close to, if not equal to, the old engine. I mean, here's some comparison footage so you can form your own opinion. Let me know what you think in the comments. We then get a few images showing a close-up of the cave that the player had landed by in the second video, and then a player by some trees, really showcasing the scale of the world. Again, I just love how in-game screenshots look. Next, we get another similar shot. Still no Easter eggs to be spotted here, unfortunately. Long gone are my dreams of a Hytale ARG, apparently. The team say they plan to test the process that players use to configure these custom worlds, allowing them to change a number of options to determine what content they experience as either creators or adventurers. We know this, as the team has stated many times before, that you can manipulate everything from the sky to the colors, particles, weather, time, and probably a number of ways to even generate the worlds themselves. They stated previously that you could even manipulate or toggle aspects of the story and likely other areas like points of interest and things that generate, even player rules that dictate what other people are allowed to do when they come into your world. They've also gone as far as to implement creator-focused features like block selection, copy-paste, undo-redo, and soon they're hoping to get a testable version of logic blocks as well as blocks that are impacted by physics, all so that the first external creator team can actually test them out later this year and use them in the creation of their first minigame. For the adventure mode, they say they're on track to deliver gameplay centered around the fundamental skills like cooking, smithing, and a revamped approach to places of interest and encounters. Honestly, I love that they're bringing back cooking, as we saw the cooking station in the last blog post footage where the player walked into the house, and smithing actually sounds like a really exciting thing to explore too. Perhaps we'll get a look at that maybe in the next blog post. Then comes the big part of this blog post that I think will be most of the comments, if not a lot of the conversation going forward. They've surprisingly announced, get yourself prepared for this one, that zones are no longer a thing, which scared me way too much when I read this, and I'm sure it does you too, but don't worry, because the team's explanation does make sense. Luckily, they say they're now working to deliver new revamped regions, which have now replaced zones in terms of the way that the adventure world is designed and generated. Each region now represents a group of about 3 to 5 biomes that all have similar themes and climates. These regions aim to tie the gameplay, creative direction, and narrative all together, which is like a bit what? Like, it doesn't really explain it too much, and you may have the same question as me. 3 to 5 biomes sounds quite small if there's only going to be 3. After all, we knew that we were going to only get zone 1, 2, and 3, so does this mean we're only getting region 1, region 2, and region 3? Also, zone 1 was comprised of a lot more than 5 biomes. We've seen so many different areas and transitional places. And the same goes for zone 2 as well. The answer to that is yes, regions are in fact smaller than old zones, but there are going to be more of them in total. The fact is, they've basically just split up the current zones into more specific groups. And these specific groups mean that the team can actually control the world generation and gradients between each climate with a stronger level of detail and gives the world a bit more of a sense of identity. The first region they confirm is the Central Grasslands, which represents the heart of what was once Zone 1. Here we'll find all the open prairies, the sparse forests, rocky outcrops. It also has a lot of resources and is, you know, probably one of the main places we're going to begin or spawn. This is still confirmed to be the home of the Trawks, which they hint are these monster hunters. Again, not something that we've heard used to describe Trawks before, suggesting a more interesting dynamic potentially with their faction than them just being these brutish, single-minded beings. The team say that beyond the Central Grassland, they'll be developing regions that draw on all the aspects of those old zones that we know and love, from the savanna and the snowy areas to the deep forests of a place called Earthglade. Again, subscribe for Earthglade, I guess, folks. Now, as the team have mentioned a few times before, they have significantly revamped a number of factions that we were previously introduced to. We saw this with the Skareks a couple of blog posts ago, and this is easily the most exciting part for me. This time, they wanted to reveal their overhaul of the Quebecs. Let's go. Including a new stage of the life cycle that we've never seen before. This probably isn't too crazy of a headline for those of you that are generally interested in Hytale, but for those of you who understand Quebecs and get my love for those guys. Now, we know Quebecs begin as seedlings, dropping from the branches of their elders that reside in the hearts of the Quebec villages. And like real seeds, they're full of potential. And so seedlings are naturally quite energetic. They're always running around and often getting into trouble because of that. As they get older, the energy that they have matures into a sense for adventure. These young Quebecs apparently then roam beyond their villages in search of new experiences, skills, and even knowledge, learning about themselves in the process. These are the Quebecs we know and love, the younger, fun-loving tree folk that are on their way to becoming rooted elders or the sage tree singers we saw last year. However, the stage they skipped is in between the young adventuring Quebec and the tree singers, because when those Quebecs who go out of the village to learn come back, they mature into a form that shows off all that they've learned around the world of Orbis while on their adventures. This is really cool because they basically embody what they experienced and become quote-unquote specialized, I guess, in certain roles or skills. They take on new responsibilities as either warriors, artisans, or cultivators of the community, all of which the village, you know, really needs. These guys are like the reason that such a peaceful tree folk have managed to survive this long. I mean, we had to be wondering how such a kind faction survived through all these challenges of the world's history, such as the marauding Trawks, who may have even appeared from another region, as well as the blog says Varan's invasion, which seems to be implied as a past event, potentially. Either way, these mature Quebecs, which the stage is apparently called, represent the middle stage between young Quebec and tree singers. As you can see, they're taller, heavier, stronger, and way more resilient. As they are specialized, they no longer roam around as much, instead fulfilling their role inside the villages as protectors and tutors for those younger Quebecs. The team say the player will also be able to benefit in some way from their knowledge, which could suggest that they could show you new skills, maybe how to improve your own skills, or maybe their specialized nature could dictate some sort of items or weapons that they can offer you. Honestly, just looking through, these models are insane. Seeing the full family lineup, but actually completed, is so good. And now, even looking back, it's clear to see there was some kind of gap in the life cycle. We get some great examples of some of these mature Quebec warriors, with one wielding a kind of leaf sword that seems to be coming from its arm, the other with a spear, and the other with a leaf shield and leaf sword. I'm trying to think, this leaf stuff must have some kind of magic to make it sharper or stronger. Otherwise, I'm not sure how you would be able to have a shield made out of leaves. We know that the Kwebex have this magical kind of wood called sungwood, which may be stronger or more resilient or fire resistant, but maybe they have a different form of leaves as well. We see in this image a few other variants of these mature Kwebex. We've got one that looks very elder looking with a beard, almost like it's gone out to learn something about like gardening or libraries or something. One that looks potentially more like a hunter or someone that goes on the water, maybe rowing boats or climbing trees. Another seemingly based in more camouflage with a club, maybe potentially a scout. And then a few more variations, one particularly with quite large arms and a massive hammer hand. I think he's holding that hammer. I don't think it's actually part of his hand, but still really cool to see that they've basically got a bunch of different classes. The team gives us even more by showing us the full 3D rotating model. Obviously, it's not in-game yet, and they'll probably need to do all of the animations for it and stuff, but it's there. We can see what it's going to look like, and it looks pretty epic. These are the Kwebex that, like, you just really wouldn't want to mess with. Like, the younger ones are just a bit too small to be scary, and the older ones maybe are a bit too slow, but these ones, dang, like, you would run if they were angry. This animation of them walking, I just love as well. It's so cool to see them all lined up, obviously, again, but, like, actually, like, this is what they would look like in-game. Just imagine, like, 10, 15 of these, all different variants, just going around doing their daily tasks. Honestly, the big one just looks so cool by the way it walks. The team aren't done yet, though, because they also tease that one of these mature Kwebex is tougher than the rest, the Razor Leaves, who delve deeper into Orbis's most dangerous forests in pursuit of threats to their home. Genuinely, this is so interesting. I don't even know what to say about that. That's just like a whole other part of the lore that we're going to need to explore at one point. But the main thing is we finally get the game director of Hytale's secret tattoo reveal, one that he's been hiding from us for quite a while now, which was, of course, one of these Razor Leaf Rangers. Great job at hiding your leg there, John. You kept up the secret well. Last but not least, John actually closes out the blog post by saying that they are now past their big end of year milestone and onto prepping for their playtests. Every month, Hytale gets closer to the game that they've dreamed of delivering. The creative play team in particular has been making big progress as they are eager to be the first to playtest. They've needed to work really hard to stay ahead of the adventure team, who is now also developing at the same time alongside them, as well as the group prepping for the next combat playtest, and even the team working on the inventory and hotbar upgrades. It is clear that the team is working at full steam right now, with every department spinning a lot of plates and things needing to flow perfectly in order for that development to continue and to keep up pace. The team do acknowledge that this was a quicker update, and whilst that's certainly true in some ways, looking at what we got, it's definitely a return to form. Man, this gives me such nostalgic vibes in a really weird way. We got footage, images, multiple renders, big reveals, and communication that actually helps us paint a better picture of what the new engine Hytale will be. It's also a little easier to accept, you know, considering this is a quarterly update. We got this 3 months earlier than we were actually expecting, really. It's only been 3 months since their last blog post. Plus, it's likely that we will still get one in summer as usual. By that point in the year, we may even be getting to see some of the fruits of their testing labor, some clips of combat, multiple people on a server playtesting minigames, or even more life skill stuff that they mentioned, like cooking, crafting, and using that new inventory UI. Honestly, I just want to say, I kinda called it. I had a feeling that these quarterly blog posts just made a lot of sense now that the team are actually moving forward towards testing and really finalizing everything as they go. And whilst it's not a release date, okay, I'm sure we'll still get the bigger, more substantial communication in the summer blog post, which I can only assume will be around the end of July or June, as usual. If you use X, you'll know that John, the game director, randomly started tweeting out screenshots of the game the other day, completely out of the blue. Perhaps this was a bit of a tease that the blog post was coming, but either way, I think people just want it to continue, rather than dying down now for a few months. Perhaps we will get back to that point soon one day. Weekly screenshots and in-game videos, that is part of the process, right? So it's an inevitable step that we will reach. Either way, with the team seemingly nailing down the most realistic version of Hytale for this new engine, and things like zones being scrapped for a more efficient concept, I think it's clear that the team wants to get this game to us, while still maintaining the quality and experience that they promise. More Hytale information and the most recent updates can be found by clicking the video on the screen now. Thanks as always for watching Kwebex Corner. Subscribe to be notified, stay safe, and keep free.